TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
This is Tim with an article written by Heather. Birmingham has been selected to host next year's World Blind Games. This will be the Games' first visit to the UK, and over 10 days, from the 18th to the 27th of August 2023, over 1,000 blind and visually impaired athletes from more than 70 countries around the world will compete in 11 different sports. The International Blind Sport Federation awarded the Games to Birmingham following a combined hosting bid by British Blind Sport, UK Sport, Birmingham City Council, the University of Birmingham and Sport Birmingham. The events will be held at the University of Birmingham, across the Edgbaston area and in the wider Birmingham region. The Games are held every 4 years, with blind and visually impaired athletes competing in 11 disciplines. These are chess, power lifting, tennis, archery, cricket, shooting, showdown, ten-pin bowling, football, goal ball, and judo. In some of these sports, such as football, goal ball, and judo, the Birmingham events will be classed as qualifying events for competitors hoping to represent their country at the 2024 Paris Paralympic Games.
Hi, I'm Nikki. The World Games of the Blind launches in Birmingham ahead of next summer's event held in the city. GB goalball player Antonia Bunyan, 22, said she was excited to be taking part, having had great experiences competing in her sport. Tim Reddish, former Paralympic swimmer and British Paralympic Association chairman, and ex-international footballer David Clark will be part of the launch at the University of Birmingham's Bramall Theatre. Miss Bunyan was diagnosed with Stargardt disease, which affects her central vision, at the age of about 10. She was introduced to the sport at school and made her debut for GB at 16. Six competitors take part in the game, where everyone is blindfolded in a court marked with tape and string. The teams of three chase the ball, which has a bell inside, and aim to score as many goals as possible. It was developed in the 1940s as a way of helping soldiers who had come back from the war with eye injuries and has been a Paralympic sport since 1976. Miss Bunyan, originally from York, who now studies in Hereford, said her aim was to take part in the Paralympic Games, so taking part in next year's World Games event was something to look forward to. "It's massively important to me," she said. "It's been amazing and helped me grow and accept that I'm visually impaired. And I have great teammates and friends, and we're in the same boat and want the same thing," she said.
In addition to some of the mainstream, well-known sports, the World Blind Games also include Showdown. Showdown is perhaps lesser known than some of the other events, but it is a regular at the World Blind Games as a sport specifically created for visually impaired players. Showdown is played on a specially designed table by two players using flat paddle-type bats. The rectangular table has 15-centimetre tall side walls, a goal pocket at each end, and in the middle a centreboard screen that allows the ball to pass underneath but not above it. The Showdown balls rattle to indicate their location during the play. One player stands at each end of the table. Their aim is to bat the ball off the side walls, along the table, under a central screen, and then into your opponent's goal. The winner is the first player to reach 11 points with a lead of 2 points or more. Players can score 2 points for a goal, 1 when their opponent hits the ball into the screen, hits the ball off the table, or touches the ball with anything but the bat or batting hand. Showdown's an interesting sport because outside events such as the World Blind Games, it allows visually impaired and sighted players to compete on equal terms, because the sighted players must wear blindfolds.
TNF Soundings.